Assignment 1. This assignment is about shopping for lingerie. I'm going to walk you through every step. Well, not actually walk in there with you, but I'll be with you in spirit. Do you go past the lingerie department in stores and wish you could just go right in there and look at all the pretty things? Touch the panties, bras, and baby dolls. Talk to the sales girls about styles, colors, and sizes. Buy a few nice things in your size? Of course you do. But what is stopping you from doing that? Fear. The only thing you have to fear is fear itself. That, and maybe having to fight a large woman over the last pair of adorable boy shorts that are on sale. But that rarely happens. All you need is the confidence that shopping for lingerie will be easy and fun. And I'm going to tell you exactly how to get that confidence. Step 1. Dress for success. You want to walk in the store looking like a valued customer, because that's what you are. Wear whatever is comfortable, but keep it simple. A pair of clean jeans and a t-shirt are perfect. You also need to smell good. I don't mean wearing cologne or aftershave, but chewing a piece of gum like Trident Strawberry Twist will serve a dual purpose. I chew it all the time, and people actually looked around and said they smell fresh fruit. Chewing gum will also show the sales girls that you are a tiny bit nervous. This is what you want. Step 2, the entry. Choose a store that you like. It doesn't have to be Victoria's Secret at first. I suggest the lingerie department of a store like Target, Walmart, JCPenney, or Sears. The advantage to a large store is that you can walk around until you're ready. Look at tools or big screen TVs. You're just a normal person that wants to spend your hard-earned money. They like that. Now, you don't want to rush in and rush out. You want to casually walk into the section and begin to browse. Just walk around slowly and try to look a little confused and overwhelmed. That probably won't be very hard for you. Soon, a salesgirl will walk up to you and say, "Hi, is there something I can help you with today?" Don't panic. She is simply asking you a question. And yes, there is something she can help you with. This is where you say, "I'd like to buy a present for my girlfriend, but I'm not sure what she would like. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous." Make sure you say it exactly like that, and I'll tell you why. First of all, it's now clear that you need help choosing the right piece of lingerie, whether it's panties or a nightgown. Second of all, she knows you want to buy someone a present out of the goodness of your heart, and isn't that sweet? If that isn't enough, she knows you're not only a little nervous, but very polite. You are just the type of customer that she likes, and will go out of her way to help you. Step 3. Shopping. Shopping is a very different thing for men and women. You may want to be in and out of there in 5 minutes, where a woman would make an afternoon out of it if possible. Take your time. Now that you've found a woman that will help you choose the right size and style of lingerie, you want to make her your friend. No, you're not going to ask her out on a date. But introducing yourself will go a long way towards making this a memorable experience. At some point, tell her your name. She will tell you hers. The reason behind this is that if things go well in this particular store and you want to come back, you can go right up to your new friend and tell her how much your girlfriend enjoyed her gift and thank her for all her help. Imagine it like this. The sales girl says, "Hello there. It's very nice to meet you. I think it's great that you're taking the time to buy your girlfriend lingerie. Most men are afraid to even come in here." Jackpot. Can it get any better? Yes. Step 4. The details. Unless you want to just tell her that you're a crossdresser, that you've been wearing women's clothes all your life in secret and have forced feminization fantasies, you want to have the details all planned out and rehearsed. The more you go through this in your mind and picture it, the more confident and less afraid you will be. The details are that you are buying something for your girlfriend. This is where most guys freeze, get embarrassed, and leave the store. You are going to be prepared. Are you already freaking out and imagining a barrage of questions? Don't be. Soon this will be as easy as shopping for potato chips, and you can do it as often as you like. The rest of the details are simple. Your girlfriend's name is Teresa. She has blonde hair and green eyes. She is about the same height as you, but you don't know her exact measurements. Her breasts are fairly large, maybe a D cup. That's it. I doubt you will be asked her name or eye color, but the more you have this planned out, the easier it will be for you. Now, what would Teresa like? She would really like some new panties. In fact, you were recently kidding her about her lack of style, and she told you that anytime you want to buy her things, she would be happy to wear them for you. She would also like some new bras that match the new panties, and a lacy baby doll, and a teddy, and stockings and a garter belt. But since this is your first attempt at buying lingerie for her, you don't want to get too carried away until you see if she appreciates all the trouble you went to. Let the sales girl make suggestions. Take a good look at the things she shows you. Touch the fabric. Ask if anything else is on sale. Enjoy yourself. Step 5, the purchase. This is a very important part of your shopping trip, and it may have not occurred to you. Are you ready? You do not have to buy anything. That's right. You can spend as much time as you want looking at beautiful lingerie and are not obligated to buy anything at all. The key here is to feel comfortable in the store browsing through all the wonderful things and to develop a rapport with the sales girls. Once you achieve this, you can go to any lingerie department or boutique and buy whatever you want. Of course, you probably do want to buy at least one thing, so you can wear it on your next assignment. I recommend at least one pair of the sexiest, most feminine panties you can find in your size. Your size, you say? How will you be able to buy panties in your size if you say they are for your girlfriend? Simple. She recently borrowed one of your belts and was surprised that you both had almost the same exact waist size. Final thoughts. You may find yourself becoming excited at the sight of all that pretty lingerie, especially as you are shown a gorgeous nightgown and asked if you like it. Consider wearing a loose button-down shirt that goes below your crotch area. If by some chance you are asked if the lingerie is really for you, say whatever comes to mind. If it feels right, go ahead and say yes. If not, just say no. Keep it simple. Besides, on your next assignment, the girls will see that you're wearing your new panties, and that question will be answered. Be brave, take a chance, and go shopping. See ya.